Annie, a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
It was a Sunday afternoon, but not a regular Sunday afternoon. This Sunday afternoon was Mary's birthday. Mary turned 8 years old. Mary was the oldest in her family, and her parents decided that in honor of her 8th birthday, she was going to go out to dinner alone with her parents without any of her brothers or sisters and enjoy a special meal and special time with them. Mary put on a pretty dress and even grabbed a purse that her grandma had once given to her and headed out into the car with her parents to the Sunshine Cafe. Lily's heart was bubbling with excitement. They entered the restaurant, and there was such a delicious smell of yummy, yummy food in the air. As they entered the restaurant, the woman who greeted them at the front desk said, "My, this looks like a special occasion." And Mary said, "It is. We're here in honor of my birthday." "Happy birthday," the woman who greeted them said. "How many will you be at the table?" "Just we three," said Mary, "in honor of my birthday." And so they sat down, and it was so pleasant to be together. Their waiter, Mr. Levy, welcomed them with a warm smile and asked them what they wanted to order from the menu. He said, "I understand it's your birthday today. Make sure to order something that you'll really enjoy." Mary and her parents looked at their menus, and Mary's eyes caught one of her favorite foods to eat. She saw that they served crispy chicken fingers. "Oh, Mommy, Daddy, can I order the chicken fingers?" They said, "Of course you can. It's your birthday. You could order whatever you want on this menu." So along with the chicken fingers, she ordered a side of golden French fries and a salad. Her mom said, "Would you like anything to drink?" "Oh, yes. I'll take a strawberry lemonade. That will be so refreshing." Mary's dad and mom ordered food as well. And as they waited for the food to be prepared and brought out, they had such fun chatting, sharing memories, and reviewing the story of the day that Mary was born. When Mr. Levy came back with the food, Mary noticed, as did her parents, that Mr. Levy went above and beyond. He was working so hard to make sure that their dinner would be memorable. When he put their plates down on the table, he smiled at them with such a nice smile. And throughout the meal, he tried to guess what they might need and bring that to them as well. So, for example, he refilled the bread basket and he refilled the ice cubes. And all of this was done very, very quietly without showing off and with that smile. About a half an hour later, after Mary and her mom and dad finished their scrumptious meal, they noticed Mr. Levy walking toward their table. How surprised they were to see something sparkling coming out of a chocolate brownie. It was a sparkler. The next thing they knew, there was music playing in the background. The tables nearby joined in and started singing "Happy Birthday." Mary and her parents felt so happy and delighted. And did that brownie taste delicious? After dessert was over, Mary needed to use the bathroom. She asked her mom to please show her where it was, which of course her mom did. And while Mary was in the bathroom, her mom and dad paid the bill, gave a nice tip to Mr. Levy. That means that they paid a little bit of extra money to say thank you to him for serving them so well. And when Mary returned, her parents were putting on their coats. Mr. Levy wasn't there anymore. He was somewhere in the back picking up food for another family that was eating there. And Mary and her parents headed towards their car, still feeling so happy from their celebration. A block away from the restaurant, Lily suddenly stopped in her tracks. Her parents said, "Lily, is everything okay?" She had a little bit of a shocked look on her face, and she said, "Oh no, I forgot something really important. I know that we're heading to our car, but is it okay if we head back to the restaurant for just a minute?" Her parents looked puzzled. What could it be that she forgot? She had her purse. She had her coat. Mary was already turned in the other direction. "No problem, Mary. We'll follow you right back to the restaurant." Mary's little 8-year-old feet were walking as fast as they possibly could. Her parents were so intrigued. They were wondering, "We wonder what she forgot at the restaurant. What could it possibly be?" When they reached the Sunshine Cafe, Mary opened up the door and held it open for her parents as well. Her parents followed behind her and stood right there. Mary looked to the right, looked to the left, looked at the front, and looked at the back of the room. Could she possibly be looking for? Her parents wondered. And then Mary found what she was looking for. She actually found who she was looking for. Mr. Levy walked out of the back kitchen, and she walked straight over to him. Her parents weren't far behind. "Mr. Levy, I wanted to thank you for making my birthday celebration so wonderful. I really appreciate all of your hard work to make this day so special." Mr. Levy's eyes sparkled with gratitude. "Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to be part of your birthday celebration." Mary's parents looked at each other, and they understood why it was so important for Mary to walk back to the restaurant to personally thank Mr. Levy. And as the family left the restaurant for a second time, Mary and her parents all felt a sense of gratitude and fulfillment in their hearts. They were grateful for the special time they spent together. And they all knew that remembering to do the right thing in our day-to-day lives, to go back to say thank you if you forgot, is super important. As they drove home together in the car, they were just remembering all the wonderful moments of the dinner that they shared together at the Sunshine Cafe. And this would be a birthday celebration that Mary would remember for the rest of her life. This week's Parsha, Parshat Pekudei, is the last Parsha in the book, in the Sefer of Shemot. And it ends with accounting, like numbers, and like a report of how much and what was exactly donated to the Mishkan. This Sefer, this book of Shemot, has such big events in it, like the Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, and the Yam Suf being split into two, and receiving the Torah. So many big events. It includes the mistake of the Egel HaZahav, the war with Amalek. But none of that is repeated at the very end of the book. What is discussed at the very, very end? This counting of everything that was donated to build the Mishkan. Boy, that might sound pretty undramatic. really? Just listing everything that people donated as a way to end the book? And the answer is yes. The accounting of what was donated, the honesty of being able to show the people that every single thing that they donated was used for the Mishkan. Nothing was stolen. Nothing was taken for the personal use of anybody. Reminding the people that while there are huge, big events that happen in the book of Sefer Shemot, we can't forget that the honesty and keeping count of where everything goes is very, very important. And that is how the Shekhinah can come and rest on the Mishkan. After the last parsha of a book of a Sefer is read, everybody in the shul stands up and says three words, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. Let's be strong. Let's strengthen ourselves. Part of being strong is our realizing that we have to be responsible for our actions. We have to be honest with our actions. We have to be responsible to do the right thing. Like in our story, when Mary took responsibility to say thank you. So when we are strong and we realize that there are the big events, like receiving the Torah, like leaving Mitzrayim and crossing the Yam Suf and receiving the Torah, we can't forget that the little details in our everyday lives are very, very important too. And I hope that our efforts to try to make the right choices in our everyday lives, to live with honesty and to live with gratitude, will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!